This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
It's time to unveil a new region in the greatest of all time brackets.
Yes, Larry. Of course, it's Goat
this
Madness.
Is Goat Madness.
I am the greatest.
Jordan to the circle, puts the shot in the air. Good! The game's over, and the Bulls have won.
Who is the GOAT?
We know!
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
It's time for you to determine who's the greatest of all time, once and for all.
This one is headed for New Jersey. High into the upper deck. Barry Bonds with a spectacular three-run homer.
Because that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Simpson.
This is Goat Madness.
Yes, Larry. Goat Madness continues. Left side of the bracket has already been revealed. Mm-hmm. We have a 12 seed that moved on. We have a 13 that moved. We have a 15 that moved on. But today we attack the right side of the bracket, the top left in your mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin, Larry, with maybe our most controversial number one seed in Goat Madness. It is.
You want money? How about my 40 grand? You're still out of the bird feeder. That should be plenty. You're such an investment genius.
The greatest character in the history of television. It is Tony Soprano. And we know from experience, Larry, doing these things, how highly our audience views The Sopranos.
Love him.
Views that character.
Love him.
And he is a number one seed. So Wayne Gretzky, Tom Brady, Tony Soprano. Those are our three number one seeds that have been revealed so far. And Tony will be you don't like to see this happen to people that you love.
Uh-oh.
But Tony in the opening round will be going up against.
Hello, is it traffic you're looking for?
Yes, our own Debbie Duhaime, the goat of traffic. A very tough draw for Debbie.
Tough. That's a tough one.
Tough
That's
one. Tough. That's the 116 matchup. But well, that's tough. Look. The company, if the company puts their minds to things, Larry,
yes, they
we
do.
Know how, with the power of the company. We're not, we're related to the company like two times. What's the thing about like your uncle, your twice uncle, what is it, twice removed or something like that?
Yeah.
We're twice removed from the company, but the company still sometimes puts their minds together. So we'll see how Debbie does.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
So that's the one. That's the 116 matchup. Moving on, the 8 versus 9. The 8 seed is.
She's got it. Serena Williams in the finals here in New York. Another comprehensive win.
The greatest woman's tennis player of all time, Serena Williams. But is she the GOAT? She'll be you talk about styles make fights, Larry.
Yes, yes.
She'll be going up against the number 9 seed. That, of course, the music of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Serena and Stone Cold getting it together, Larry.
Wow.
What a matchup, huh?
Yes, this is some bracket. This is some region.
You don't know who's coming down that ramp, Larry. That's
you
the beauty of
you
it.
You really don't.
All right, the number 5 seed. Moving on, next matchup. The number 5 seed, Larry.
Edson Arantes de Nascimento.
Who? I don't believe that's correct. Is that the only clip that we have?
It was very hard to find a Pele clip.
You could not find a Pele clip. All right, the number 5 seed is the great, soccer great, Pele.
I thought that was Dave Rothenberg doing play-by-play.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how Dave got into the mix there, but all right, there you go. There is Pele. I don't think that bodes well for Pele's chances, but you never know. He'll be going up. If you couldn't find any Pele clips, I'm wondering who you're going to find for the number 12, who is?
A right cross, and Billy tries to hold. An explosive combination sends Khan crashing to the canvas here in round 8.
Oh, my God. That sounds like it's about a billion years old. That's Joe Louis, people.
Wow.
Maybe the greatest fighter of all time. He's a number 12 seed here. Joe Louis, that's tough.
That's an interesting region.
Interesting region. This is all over the place, right?
It is. It really is.
Maybe no better matchup. Styles make fights, Larry. I think this one is a very interesting matchup in terms of styles. The number 4 seed is...
Purple Rain.
Oh, my goodness. The great... The late, great Prince. That still sounds weird to say, right?
I know. It really does.
What a talent.
It really does.
Maybe the most talented musician of all time. Guy could play everything.
Mm-hmm.
Could do everything.
Yep.
He is, of course, the great Prince. He will be going up against somebody who, one of the few times he might have the height advantage on. It is the number 13 seed.
Talking about my defense. Come on. Oh, I got good defense. All you need to do is show up. You just show up, okay? And I'm going to do the rest.
And that, of course, Money Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, the number 13 seed. I feel like Prince would have been able to give it back to him just as good as he took it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so moving on, the next matchup we have, the number 6 is...
Set.
It's a fair start, and Bolt wastes no time. Seizes the lead immediately as they come to the top of the home straightaway. Here they come to the line, to the home straightaway, and Usain Bolt has the lead. Mullings is there second. Sean Crawford on the outside. But it's again, no contest. No contest. Lightning strikes twice as he crosses the finish line.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's done it. 19.20, another world record for Usain Bolt.
There he is, Usain Bolt, the most accurately titled and named athlete maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest man in the world. But is he the GOAT, Larry? That's the question.
Mm.
He'll be going up against the number 11 in the first round, who is?
Again,
very. He did dispose of opponents very quickly. That, of course, would be the number 11 seed, Roger Federer. I'm getting the feeling that this is the toughest region to find audio. I would think Roger Federer, he's been around more recently, at least than Pele, but all right. No. Who am I to criticize?
Yeah.
Moving on, Larry.
Yes.
The number 3 seed in this region is?
Well, I looked down at center field and I pointed. I said, I'm going to hit the next pitch ball right past the flag. Well, good Lord, must have been with me.
That sounds like it's a billion. That's how old I feel when I wake up in the morning, Larry. That audio. I barely had microphones back then. All right, that's the number 3. That, of course, is the great Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be going up against the number 14, who is?
That should do it. Ground ball to Lemke. He's got it. Greg Maddux has won his 14th game of the year. He did it with 78 pitches and only 15 of them missed the strike zone.
Wow, Greg Maddux versus Babe Ruth, Larry. That's the kind you dream about, that kind of matchup.
Absolutely.
All right, so now we're moving on here. We got 2 matchups left in this region. The number 7 seed is... The wonderful, the great Jimi Hendrix. I would have to say, for my money, even now... The greatest guitar player of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But he goes up against someone who knows a thing or two about winning. The number 10 seed is...
94 to 80. And Russell shoved it through. 6 points for Bill.
Wow.
All right, so there you go. Bill Russell, Larry.
Yeah.
Ugh. Bill Russell, Jimi Hendrix. How do you go there?
I know.
All right, so we got one region left. Matchup left, I should say.
In this region.
Mm-hmm. In this region. Easy for me to say. And it is the number 2 seed. A very controversial decision to make this person a number 2 seed. But it is...
The look away to Livingston. Jordan. Oh! A spectacular move by Michael Jordan. That's 13 consecutive field goals
of course, that is Michael Jordan. Maybe the first person I remember that started, not the GOAT conversation, but the modern starting to bounce around from this one to that. Is this one the GOAT? Is that one the GOAT? It's Michael Jordan as the number two seed. He goes up against the number 15, who is...
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T.
All right, there you go. It's Homer Simpson as a TV dad. Is he the greatest of all time as a TV dad? The number 15 seed, Homer Simpson. So there you go, Larry. Your third region is revealed. Voting is now open.
At Gordon Damer, at Hardesty ESPN, at ESPN NY 98_7 FM. And Gordon, people are still wondering, will Muhammad Ali make the greatest of all time bracket?
You have to stay tuned until tomorrow.
Lot of questions.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
What other bracket can you find Babe Ruth, Pele, Prince, Tony Soprano, Bill Russell, and Debbie Duhane? We'll continue the conversation right here on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
You know, Zach, you know, I feel badly about Zach in some ways because, you know, last year would have been a first time he could just sit back and watch a master at work, right? And he's never had that. He's been in the fire from day one. And I think that's what he needs. He needs to be in a place where he can observe for a while. He's got the skill. He can do everything. There's a reason we drafted him at number two overall. I have confidence that he'll get there at some point.
Can that happen here?
I think it's, it's possible. You know, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. So it's possible that he could do it here. Probably better, from his standpoint, it's probably better if he changes faces and gets to a new place and he can wipe the slate clean, you know, in that way.
Woody Johnson speaking at the owners' meetings down in Orlando. It's ESPN New York Tonight on 98.7 ESPN. And Gordon, let me just say this, and then I'm going to get out of your way because I know you've been waiting for this all day. I understand what Woody is saying in the sense of I really don't want to keep paying him. I really don't want to pay. I really don't want to eat that dead money. I get it. But Gordon, he can't be on this team. He cannot be on this team because I'm telling you, if he is still on this team, he's going to find a way to get on the field. He's going to find a way. You have to, he's like a curse. You have to get to break the curse. You have to get rid of him. And if it means eating the money, Woody, Joe, Robert, you got to eat the money. You have to move on from him. You have to. There's under no circumstances can he be on this roster next season. I'm just saying, he can't be. Can't be. Can't do it.
First off, I would like to ask, Julian and Joe are working with us tonight in the studio. I would like to ask Julian, if he gets a free minute, to make sure all the sharp objects are away from Joe Leo, our resident Jet fan. And if you can, I don't want you to force it, but if you can, take away Joe's shoelaces and his belt, because I am worried about Joe's well-being with hearing some of the things that came out of his owner's mouth today. I almost wish we could just run that cut over and over again to just pick out all the different things that are wrong with it. The fact that, well, he's been in the fire this entire time. Whose fault is that? He's never had a chance to sit back and just watch the master work. Whose fault is that? He obviously has the talent. That's why we took him number two. No, you took him number two. That has nothing to do with whether or not he has the talent or not. You guys screw things up all the time. I am of the belief there is no way in God's green earth that he can be, not even the Jets. Like, every once in a while, I will break out the term, not even the Jets. Remember the second year of Adam Gase?
Yes.
And people were trying to make the connection. Well, Adam Gase and Joe Douglas, the reason why Joe Douglas is here is because Adam Gase brought him in. Joe Douglas isn't going to fire Adam Gase. And I said, look, not even the Jets would keep Adam Gase beyond this season. And this applies here. It's like a break glass in case of emergency term.
Mm-hmm.
This is the case here. Not even the Jets could have Zach Wilson on this team next year. I refuse to believe it's possible.
I agree. Won't happen. It's not going to happen.
It can.
They can't
not
do
even
it.
The Jets. Not even the Jets could do that.
No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He doesn't even want to be here. He didn't want to come back and play last season. So
his agent must be here. Remember when they gave him permission? The agent, you can go out, and it was like self checkout at the restaurant at the Super Bowl. You guys do it. We can't handle you anymore. You guys do.
Yeah. Because nobody wants him.
Not at that price. Not at $5 million.
No, of course not.
Ugh. If there was a team that was forward thinking and realized, you know what, we're not going to be good this year.
Carolina.
Perfect example.
Carolina.
Call up the Jets and say, hey, we'll take Zach Wilson. We'll pay all the money. We'll give you a 7th-round pick back, but you're giving us your 3rd. You're giving a year from now, not this year's draft, but a year from now, we're getting your 3rd-round pick. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think by the draft,
he'll be
you will have some clarity. And that's a month away.
Yes.
So if you're like Joe Leo, who just wants Zach Wilson gone, mm-hmm. by any means necessary, thinking about having Tony Soprano drive over to the house at this point just to make him disappear, I think by the draft, you have one more month, yes. and you'll be good.
And he'll be gone.
He'll be gone.
And it will end in a very troubling chapter of the Joe Douglas trilogy.
Oh, my goodness. I was asking this on Saturday. In the last, let's say the last 5 years.
Yes.
If you had the ability mm-hmm. to go through all the shows and all the words that were said on all the shows and calculate what words have been said the most on all the different shows from morning to night, from Rick and Dave to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What athlete do you think would, if we were doing Family Feud, the number one answer on the board is?
Zach Wilson.
Is it him over Cashman?
Yes. I think it's even him over Cashman.
Wow.
I think so. Absolutely. Cashman's close, though. He's right
there. Him over Julius Randle?
Yes. Especially of late.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's really dropped off the mat. We haven't been able to say him at all.
I mean, Zach Wilson, we're not even talking about stuff, and he's popping. His name continues to pop up.
It's amazing. He has been, in terms of content for shows,
I mean,
when he leaves, Larry, that is going to be, it's like Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley was one of those, too. We said Saquon Barkley a ton.
Yeah.
But I think Zach Wilson probably would be the number one. And when he leaves, we're going to have to break out the Sarah McLachlan song, and we're going to have to break out some old clip. We will remember you, Zach.
No, we won't.
Some of us will never be able to forget you. Some of us will never be able to forget you. We will tell stories to our grandkids of throws that fell in the dirt.
The guy was standing
2 feet away, and he still missed them.
I'm speaking for Jet fans. They are done talking about him.
Oh, God.
Here's what the Jet fan is saying. Please get him out of here. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Can they trade him to the portal? I keep hearing about this portal that's open. Can you get a 5th-round pick from the college football portal?
Something. Get him out of here.
He's
got to
go.
He's got to go. You got to move on. Okay, you messed up.
Wow. I mean, you got to find somebody. You can't trade him to nowhere, right? You can't trade him to the moon. You got to find a team that wants to take a chance on Zach Wilson, and clearly he's not a starting quarterback.
No.
I would be interested. Are there any teams that need a backup quarterback? Like, even the teams that need starting quarterbacks, they don't need backup quarterbacks.
Right. Right.
Who's the Broncos backup?
I don't remember.
Because I know Minnesota, they got Sam Darnold. They already have their Jet quota filled.
Quota, yeah. I'm telling you, Carolina's perfect.
Oh, Denver's got Jarrett Stidham. So that's their backup.
Okay. You should go to Carolina.
it doesn't seem like there's that many teams that are even looking for a backup quarterback.
Well, we got to wait. You know what? You may have to wait. It's crazy, but you may have to wait till like camp. You know, when quarterbacks get hurt.
Oh, my God. Joe Leo will be unbearable.
You might have to wait until camp when quarterbacks get hurt.
He's
going to
be like a crazy person.
You know, that's what it may be. Might be. Just might be. You know.
That's rough.
I mean, listen, why don't you go to the Giants? They're looking for a backup.
I would say that. I would say the Giants, if they were smart, they would take – I don't know what their cap situation – I don't know if they can fit $5 million on their cap. But if they could – take him, get an extra third-round pick, and really start turning this, this around.
So, parlay into something else, you know. But the realistic situation, Gordon, is nobody wants him.
Oh, no, we knew that.
And we know that, and nobody wants him, and he's probably going to have to, you know, I just feel really bad for the Jet fan. I do, because he's been a nightmare. It's been just a night. There's nothing's gone right.
I kind of feel bad for Zach Wilson. Because at this point, just let the kid go someplace. Let him be free. I understand. Yeah. It didn't work here, and he's got to go someplace else. It's all good. Yep. I understand.
Yeah. But, you know, and you may have to eat the money.
Yeah, you're going to have to eat the money.
You may have to eat the money. I don't see how you're not, you know, getting anything in return.
Robert Saleh right now is sitting at the table with the napkin tied around his neck and a fork and a knife. He's ready to eat the money.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question. He's been ready to eat the money. Yeah. He was ready to eat the money.
He's got a book. He's got his Netflix open. He's ready to watch a show and get his mind off of it. And
He was ready to eat the money the first time he benched him a couple of seasons ago.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
You don't want to be a part of that story. You should have told the guy to defend better. What else to say, bro? We got a guy that's hot. We're going to try to find a guy that's hot. I mean, that's... it's common sense of basketball, so I mean, he's the head coach of the league. So I think he has the IQ to know so much how you go to him. So, I mean, they're going to be a part of that story regardless.
Monty Williams and Josh Hart all upset over Dante DiVincenzo's record-setting performance tonight at the Garden. It's hardest thing in Damon until midnight on 98.7 ESPN. And Gordon, I mean, what is Monty? Monty's upset that they poured it on? I mean, you know.
I would think at this point Monty would be kind of numb to it. The season that they've had.
I mean, you know, defend him. Stop him. Yeah. We always have these conversations. And, you know, I get it. You know, younger grades, you know, where we're talking about running up the score and whatnot. Okay, I get sportsmanship and all the other stuff. Gordon, I understand that. Middle school, elementary school. You know, I get it. Gordon, this is the NBA. These are pros. Okay? You tried to stop him. I mean, for a while, you went out there and you had people do a better job to try to crowd him and defend him. Stop him. It's very simple. Make sure he doesn't get the basketball.
Right.
There's ways to do it.
It's not complicated. Right.
No. I mean, what are you upset? He was a chance of the record. I'll tell you this. If your player had a chance of the record, you wouldn't take him out.
Of course.
Come on. Monty, you're better.
Monty, you're better than that.
It's not good. I'm very disappointed in Monty. That's not
now, good. Look, the last time he had a legitimate complaint.
Absolutely.
We understood that.
Yes.
And also, little pet peeve, it's you couldn't care less.
Thank you.
It's not you could care less. If you could care less, then that means that you care.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that. That's one of my real pet peeves. Couldn't care less.
I know.
Obviously, it's couldn't care less. It's not I could care less. Oh, you could care less? Oh, so that you have a level of caring within you. I see.
Yes. For the students, remember that.
Yes.
it could cost you a grade.
No, it's not.
Remember that. Remember no, that. You know, he don't.
Can I give you
curve.
My? Can I give you my game for the Yankees that before we get
yes,
to that?
Yes, definitely. Before we go to the phones, yes.
I think that this year we should have a little fun, and I asked Joe Leo this on Saturday, and obviously it turned out to be no. Will the Yankees go 5 days without a player getting hurt?
Ooh. Ooh.
Because that was Saturday. I said, Joe, do we get to Thursday with nobody else getting hurt?
Ooh.
What do you think the longest stretch this year will be without an injury?
Wow.
Is it a full week? It's not off to the most promising start, I can tell you that.
I'm going to say 10 days.
10 days.
I'm going to say 10 days.
I think we all have to pick a number before the season starts.
Yeah, I'm going to say 10 days.
I went to see Dune 2, the movie Dune.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's a very long movie, but I really do enjoy it. And sometimes those movies get boring to me. Every movie now is way too long. Everything's too long.
Everything is 2+. Anything
plus. Anymore.
Oh, I think it's 2+ easily.
I had to Google in the movie, Larry, when to pee during Dune 2 because the movie was so long. But Dune 2 picks up right where Dune 1 left off. Like, okay. There's no gap. It's not like 3 years in the future or anything like that. It picks right up. And the Yankee season, it feels very much like it's like Dune 2.
Yeah. With some of the same people.
A lot of the same people. Same cast. Still doing the same things.
You know, but didn't you have a feeling when you saw the ball go off DJ's foot that this was going to be an issue? This was 2 weeks ago.
34-year-old guys. 30 feet. You load your team up with a bunch of veteran guys. This is what's going to happen.
And like I said yesterday, I can't kill them because I thought they should have re-signed him.
I did too. I think we all wanted him to re-sign. I don't think that we wanted him to re-sign to be the 4-year contract that he got.
Right.
I thought we were all thinking about like 2 years.
Yeah. And remember, he gave you a deal.
Yeah.
He gave you a deal. He took less money to sign.
Oh, yeah. We got a real great deal out of that.
Remember that he only, 25?
No, I don't know what he got.
Listen, compared to what Stanton's making, it's a bargain.
Right, yeah, no, he's a bargain, yeah. Oh,
he's
sure.
He's a bargain. Let's go to the phones. Lee's in Manhattan. What's up, Lee?
Gentlemen, how we doing?
We're doing good, Lee.
Listen, Larry.
Sir.
Before we get to my Knicks.
Yes, sir.
The perfect scene in the movie is when Gordon gets busted. Okay? Here's the scenario.
Okay.
This is not good for me.
Two sports talk hosts who've been partners on the radio for years. I want to know what your reaction is going to be when you find out that Gordon is the middleman for setting up contracts to have people knocked off. Because...
Who, me?
When I listen to you, man, I'm like, you know, it's like he's the middleman setting up contracts to have people knocked off when y'all was talking about Zach.
I'm just saying what Joe Leo is going through. I'm just an innocent bystander.
Well, okay.
I'm just an innocent bystander.
But anyway, gentlemen, I gotta get started on this run early. Are we a 5-6 team with 11 games left, or are we a 6-5 team with 11 games left? You know, you heard me talk about all season until we had that little setback when LeBron and Steph and them came to the Garden and we lost that little four-game. We had the little four-game losing streak. Now we sort of back on track. You know, we can get to that 47 that we always talked about, Larry, because you and I always talked about trying to get to 50.
Yes, yes.
It's there, but it's going to be hard to get to.
Yes.
You know, so are we a 5-6 team? Are we a 6-5 team? We know we got to win one of the next two before we have to see OKC on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You already see that from the 3 spot to the 6 spot, in the East is a mess.
Yeah.
From Cleveland to the Knicks to Orlando to Indiana to Philly.
Crowded.
There's a dark horse waiting in the wings who we do not want to see.
Yeah.
And that's the Miami Heat.
Don't want to see Miami.
So my question to you gentlemen tonight, if you had to face a team in the first round, I know who I don't want to see, okay? Because I know there's only two teams we could possibly get past in the first round. And that would be Cleveland and possibly Philly, but you don't want no parts of Indiana. You don't want no parts of Orlando. And you definitely don't want to see the dark horse in Miami. So I just want to ask you, where would you rather see the Knicks sitting at the end of the season? Third, fourth, or fifth? And are we a 5-6 or a 6-5 with 11 games left?
All right, Lee. Thanks for the phone call. And I'll keep an eye on Gordon now because he made me.
I don't know why. I don't like that insinuation.
I would say they're a 6-5 team. And can I be honest with you, Gordon? I'm not really bothered by Indiana as much.
No, I'm not either.
They've kind of come back to the pack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as bothered by them. I would. The way Cleveland's going right now, I'd love to play Cleveland again. Gordon, I would.
Yeah.
I still
don't. But I don't think you're getting that.
No, I don't think so either. So, I do not want Miami, Gordon. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah, if you had to rank them, the team that you would least want, right?
Miami.
That's Miami.
That's the least.
What's the update with Embiid? Is he coming back?
I don't know. I see he's released some new commercials. So I know what he's been doing while he's been rehabbing. But no.
I'm assuming he's going to be back by the playoffs, but
I would think so.
Seemed like he would have been back, or at least like he would have had reports of how close he was by this point.
I think maybe because next week is the first week of April.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe in the next week you might hear something or hear something about him or coming back.
So if you had to rank him, Heat would be number one in terms of teams you don't want to face.
Yes.
Who's two? Assuming the Sixers have Embiid, that would be two, right?
That would be two if they have Embiid.
Magic three, Pacers four?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I would agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a lot of variables there. I mean, what Embiid are you getting when he comes back? Is Randall coming back? Is OG coming back?
Yeah. You know, I had Kristen Winfield on the show yesterday, Gordon. Covers the Knicks for the Daily News now.
Mm-hmm.
And his reporting is that they're really kind of holding OG out right now.
Mm-hmm.
That they really want to
let it cool down as much as possible.
Let it cool down as much as possible to have him ready to get closer to the postseason. That the concern was that as soon as he got back, Gordon, he was holding the elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he might have come back too quickly. So I think they're trying to, hold him out a little bit longer to see if they can rest it and let it calm down a little bit. So either the rehab didn't go the way they thought it was or what. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. But that seems to be the reporting. Nobody is really – Gordon, it's crazy. Nobody's really talking about Julius Randle.
No.
You know, I mean, the last thing I heard –
I think he's going to try to come back at some point because he's proud and he's a tough guy and he has an important part. But – the idea that you're going to get the Randall that you expect to get back, I don't think that guy's coming back this year.
No, I agree with you. I agree. I don't think the Randall you're looking for, I don't think you're going to get. You'll get a Randall, but I don't think it's going to be the Randall that you're thinking you're going to get. I think it's going to be maybe a 70% Randall, maybe 75 at best. And it's going to be a Randall, Gordon, that to be honest, is going to have to play, probably going to play a different game because – I don't think he's going to play bully ball with that shoulder. I think he's going to be jump shooting Randall again. And I don't really like jump shooting Randall. I like more bully ball Randall.
It is. You don't have to be the most negative person in the world to envision scenarios where his return does not go well.
Yeah, exactly.
Between the rust, the importance of the games, how well the team has played without him.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds sacrilegious, but I almost would wish he just had the surgery be done for the year. We'll see you next year. I almost wish that because it's going to be tentative coming back. And Gordon, anything could hurt that shoulder. He's done anyway.
Yep.
You know, he's done anyway.
If you could have made a deal where you don't get Randall's out for the year, but you know for sure you got OG back at 100%.
I would make that deal.
Yeah, I would make that deal.
I would make that deal. And it's good. And you know, but I also need, I need Bogdanovich to be Bogdanovich. Yeah. I need some other pieces to,
yeah,
you know,
that would
perform.
Be nice. Starting to lose hope on that too.
Yeah, but I would, if with other pieces performing, yes, I would make that deal. Because I just don't know what Randall I'm getting when he comes back. I just don't. That's the concern.
There's no way of knowing.
No, no clue. No clue at all.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Buddha's in the Bronx, Gordon. Buddha, you're next on 98.7.
You know, I stand right up to a mountain, chop it down with the edge of my hand.
There you go.
That's Buddha.
NWO, New World. You remember Hollywood just come out with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. His brackets are getting a lot better. I appreciate that. Jimi Hendrix, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a GOAT. You know.
No question.
No doubt. Listen, you know, you're talking about UConn and Danny Hurley. I want to talk about UConn men and UConn women for a quick sec.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Danny Hurley, I mean, I remember he played at Seton Hall. You remember he used to have that clueless Joe face. I mean, you know, dribbled the ball off his foot, missing free throws, missing three-pointers. But it's funny how life ends out. You know, everybody would have thought that Bobby Hurley would have been the guy that would have ended up being a great coach. But actually, you know, he ended up being the one, you know, that was more like his pops.
Yeah.
And it's similar to like what the R said. Is, I mean, you know, it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And I fully expect UConn on the men's side to get out of this tournament and get these back to back. But in the history, or not the history, let's coincide with what you guys are talking about in terms of GOATs. There's been an omission from this list, and I know a lot of it has to do with, you know, some of us, not me personally, but some of us, you know, we don't look at women's sports as something that's relevant or, you know, intriguing or whatever. Listen, Gino Auriemma has 11 national championships. Mm-hmm. 11. Not 5, not 6, not 4, not 3, you know, none of that LeBron stuff. 11. He has 30 years. 30. Not 10, not 20. 30 years of consecutive Sweet 16 appearances. Okay? Let that sit in and marinate, like Anita Marks likes to say. Let that marinate in your head for a second. And as much as Caitlin Clark gets the love, which is earned, and I like watching her play, and I enjoy her, my girl, Paige Buckets, flying under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to like when Nate Diaz, you know, her it's similar to like her with Caitlin Clark. It's like when Nate Diaz, when he got that Conor McGregor fight, and they had that little promo, he said, you know, Conor McGregor, you took everything that I worked for. And she's coming from back-to-back knee injuries, quietly, on the humble, as we say in the hood, on the humble.
Yeah.
And just stay tuned. She's flying in the radar, under the radar. Back-to-back 30-point games.
Yep.
In this women's playoffs. And let's see where everything lays out, because I love me some Paige Beckers. She plays with joy, and she's a bad, and I don't want to say the word, but she's a bad one.
There's no question.
I love
Buddha.
Her a lot.
No question, my brother. We'll talk soon. Thanks. Thanks for the phone call. All right, Gordon, my friend, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, Larry, sounds good.
That wraps up this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We thank you for joining us. Julian, Joe, thank you very much. Gordon, I promise you, I'll tell you about that movie tomorrow night because I want you to watch it.
That's a tease.
Conversation continues on 98.7 ESPN.